Ladies and gentlemen, this evening the Columbia Workshop, under the direction of Irving Reese, offers its 52nd program in a series devoted to experimental radio. In starting on its second year of broadcasting, the Columbia Workshop is proud to announce that Mr. Ernest Hemingway, author of The Farewell to Arms, The Sun Also Rises, and Death in the Afternoon, has personally granted Mr. Reese permission to dramatize several of his famous short stories exclusively for the workshop. Tonight we present the first, a character study of a champion prize fighter in the inimitable Hemingway style. The Columbia Workshop presents 50 Grand by Ernest Hemingway.
Jack, drop the bag. Take a little workout with the soldier.
Sure.
Soldier. Soldier.
Yeah?
Come on over.
What's on your mind?
Something that ain't on yours. Work. Put the gloves on. You've had enough rest.
Well, this is Hogan's health farm, ain't it? I'm watching my health.
You're up here to help get the champ into condition. He's fighting Walcott in 1 week. You talk too much. Put the gloves on.
Okay. I'm ready. You want to work, champ?
Yeah.
How do you want me to work? You want me to treat you rough like Walcott? Want me to knock you down a few times?
That's it.
Okay, let's go.
Get your face open, Jack.
Yeah, you missed.
That's it, Jack.
You missed again. You missed a mile. You're slowing up, champ.
Take the right up, Jack.
Listen to the trainer, champ. Officers, keep their right up.
Left, Jack, left.
Watch it, soldier.
Walcott won't pull him, champ.
That's right. But you're not Walcott.
Let go.
How does he look today, Doyle?
Hello, Hogan. A little slow. He'll warm up.
That much time left?
No. He'll warm up.
Look, you better tell the soldier to lay off kidding my customers here. A kid is an awful thing around a place like this. His stuff is sour.
Sure, I'll talk to him. He's getting on everybody's nerves.
Thanks. See you later.
See you later.
Drop your head. Drop your head. Jack, drop your head.
Here. Drop your head, champ. Papa says, if you don't walk, I'll drop your head and all. What's the matter? You tired, champ?
You better go back to town, soldier.
What do you mean?
You better go back to town and stay there.
Oh, what's the matter?
I'm sick of hearing you talk.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You'll be a damn sight sicker when Walcott gets through with you.
Sure. Maybe I will. But I know I'm sick of you.
That's enough, soldier. Go on back to the bag, Jack.
Okay.
Sure. The bag won't knock him down.
Come on, soldier. Let's take a walk.
Sure. Well, I was just kidding. What'd you get sore for?
You kid so much.
Well, he can't pull that stuff with me, Jerry.
He's nervous. He's crabby. He's a good fella, soldier.
Yeah.
Well, what are you going to do?
I'm going upstairs to pack and clear out.
There you go, soldier. Home. We have a jam with Soldier?
Not a jam. He just told him to go back to town.
I could see it coming. He never liked Soldier much.
No, he don't like many people.
He's a pretty cold one.
Well, he's always been fine to me.
Me too. I've got no kick on him. He's a cold one, though.
Yeah. You got the papers?
Here's yesterday's New York paper.
Guess I'll sit down and read for a while.
Okay. I'll see you later.
You finished, Jack?
Yeah.
Sit down. Here, take a chair.
No, step's okay.
It's a nice day. Pretty nice out in the country.
I'd rather be in town with the wife.
Well, you only got another week.
Yeah, that's so. What do you think about the shape, I mean?
Well, you can't tell.
You're a trainer.
You got a week to get around in the form?
Don't stall me.
Well, you're not right.
I'm not sleeping.
You'll be all right in a couple of days.
No, I got the insomnia.
What's on your mind?
I missed a wife.
Have her come out.
Oh, I'm too old for that.
We'll take a long walk before you turn in. You can get good and tired.
Tired? I'm tired all the time.
Well, you got one more week before the fight, Jack.
Yeah, one more week. Well, I'll turn in now. Go on.
Can't do as much road work as I used to.
We'll knock off soon. You been sleeping any better, Jack?
No. I worry too much.
That don't help.
I worry about the kids. About the wife. About the property I got in the Bronx. Got some stocks. I worry about them, too. Now, what don't I worry about?
Well, two more days. Be all over.
Sure, that always helps a lot, don't it? That just fixes everything all up, I suppose.
Don't get sore, Jack.
I'm not sore. Let's slow down a little bit.
Let's see.
Hi.
Morning, Jerry.
Morning, Hogan.
He's slow on the rope. How was he on the road?
Slow. Heavy.
What's the trouble?
He's been tired all week. He can't sleep all night. He wakes up in the morning feeling that way. You know, when you can't shut your hands.
He's stale as a poorhouse cake. He's nothing.
I never seen Walcott.
He'll kill him. He'll tear him in two.
Well, everybody's got to get it sometimes.
Not like this, though. I think he never trained. Give my farmer black eye.
What are you buzzers talking about?
Nothing, Jack.
You're wasting a lot of words on us.
You hear what the reporter said about him? They said he was awful. They said they oughtn't to let him fight.
Well, they're all as wrong, ain't they?
Yes, but this time they're right.
What do they know about whether a man's right or not?
Well, they're not such fools.
All they did was pick Willard at Toledo.
Look at him. Don't he ever sweat at all anymore?
He can't sweat.
You suppose he's got the con? He never had any trouble making weight, did he?
No, he hasn't got any con. He just hasn't got anything inside anymore.
He ought to sweat.
Look, what's all the gab about?
I don't think you ought to work anymore. You'll get stale.
Wouldn't that be awful? You just stick the trainer in those fat punks from Wall Street. Doyle's my trainer.
John?
Hello.
You come down to look your boy over?
Yeah. Where is he?
Up in his room, lying down.
Lying down?
Yeah.
How is he?
Well, I'll talk to you inside.
Oh, that's all right. They're friends of his. I want you to shake hands with Mr. Morgan and Mr. Steinfeld. This is Jerry Doyle. He's been training Jack.
Hello.
I'm glad to meet you.
Same. What's the matter with the champ?
He don't sleep.
He could never sleep.
He isn't right.
He's never right. I've been his manager for 10 years. He's never been right yet.
Well, let's go off and see the boss. Let's have a look at him.
Sure, follow me.
Where's Hogan?
He's out in the barn with a couple of his customers.
How many people out here now?
Just two.
Pretty quiet.
Yeah, pretty quiet. Here's Jack's room.
Maybe he's asleep.
What's he sleeping in the daytime for? Hey, Jack. Jack!
Well, why can't you let me sleep?
Don't get sore, Jack. I didn't mean to wake you.
Oh, no, of course not.
You know Morgan and Steinfeld?
I'm glad to see you.
How do you feel, Jack?
Fine. How would I feel?
Well, you look fine.
Yeah, don't I?
Sure.
Sure. Hey, you're my manager. You got a big enough cut. Why wasn't you here when the reporters was out? You want Jerry and me to talk to them?
I had Lou fighting in Philadelphia.
What's that to me? You're my manager. You got a big enough cut, don't you? You're not making me any money in Philadelphia, are you? Why aren't you here when I ought to have you?
Hogan was here.
Hogan. Hogan's as dumb as I am.
Soldier Bartlett was out here working with you for a while, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was out here. He was out here, all right.
Say, Jerry, would you go and find Hogan and tell him we want to see him in about half an hour?
Sure.
Why can't he stick around? Stick around, Jerry.
Quiet down, Jack.
I better go find Hogan.
All right, if you want to go. None of these guys are going to send you away, though.
That's all right.
Hello, Jerry. Anything on your mind?
I'd like to see you, man.
Look at those guys. Bulls of Wall Street. They're afraid to hit each other because the other will hit back. That'll do, gentlemen. You can stop the slaughter. Take a shower. Bruce will rub you down.
Okay, thanks, Mr. Hogan.
Come on, Jerry.
John Collins is out with a couple of friends to see Jack.
I saw them come up in the car.
Who were the two fellas with John?
They're what you call wise boys. Don't you know them two?
No.
Happy Steinfeld and Lou Morgan. They've got a pool room.
I've been away a long time.
Sure, that Happy Steinfeld's a big operator.
I've heard his name.
He's a pretty smooth boy. There are a couple of sharpshooters.
Well, they want to see us in a half an hour.
Okay, come on to my office. We can wait there until the sharpshooters are ready.
Boys, let's have a drink on it. I think it's a smart deal, Jack. Only suckers take chances.
Right,
sure. Wait a minute.
Not to that stuff. I waited a half an hour. If you want to see me, I'm down to my office.
Oh, wait a minute, Hogan. We're coming. Hello, Hogan.
Hello.
Come on in. We're all going to have a drink.
Have one, Hogan?
No, thanks.
Well, here's to you anyway.
Yeah, here's to you.
You're a pretty mysterious lot of boys.
No, we were just cheering the champ up.
Have a drink, Jack?
No. I never like to go to these wakes.
Can we get something to eat before we start back, Hogan?
Sure. Come on, Doc.
I could eat.
Come along, Jack.
No, I'll stay here. You stay, Jerry.
Okay.
And leave some of that liquor.
Sure. We got plenty. Well, so long, Jack. I'll see you in town tomorrow night. Take it easy.
Yeah.
So long.
So long. Ain't it a life?
Yep.
That was a fine bunch. They don't take any chances. Especially those two.
They're smooth, all right.
Well, they're right. What's the good of taking chances? I'm having a drink.
You're fighting tomorrow, Jack.
I'm going to sleep tonight.
You're the doctor.
How about you?
I'll have one, will you?
Now I want to take it slow and easy.
Put some water in it, Jack.
Yeah, I guess that's better. You know, I like liquor pretty well. If I hadn't been boxing, I would have drunk quite a lot.
Sure.
Don't you want another, Jerry?
I don't need it, Jack. I feel all right.
Come on, just have one more.
All right.
You know, I miss a lot, Jerry.
How do you mean?
What I like about the wife. Being away from home so much. Don't do my girls any good. Who's your old man? Some of these society kids will say to them. My old man's Jack Brennan. That don't do them any good, Jerry.
That makes no difference. If they got the dough.
Well, I got the dough for them, all right.
Put some water in it, Jack.
Yeah.
You know, you ain't got any idea how I miss the wife.
Sure.
You ain't got any idea. You can't have an idea what it's like. Have another drink?
No, thanks.
Get in my goodness, house. Do I talk funny?
You're coming on all right. Put some water in it.
Yeah. Jerry, you can't have an idea what it gets to be like.
You'll sleep all right.
Listen, Jerry. You're the only friend I got. You want to make some money? Get some money down and walk out.
Yeah?
Listen, Jerry. I'm not drunk now, see? You know what I'm betting on Walker. $50,000.
That's a lot of dough.
$50,000 at 2-1. I'll get $25,000. Get some money on him, Jerry.
Sounds good.
How can I beat him? It ain't crooked. How can I beat him, Jerry? Why not make money on it?
Put some water in that.
Jerry, I'm through after this fight. I'm through with it. I gotta take a beating, Jerry. Why shouldn't I make money on it?
Sure.
I ain't slept for a week, Jerry. All night, I lay awake and worry my can off. I can't sleep, Jerry. You ain't got any idea what it's like when you can't sleep.
It's bad.
You ain't got an idea what it's like, Jerry, when you can't sleep.
Put some water in that.
Yeah.
You'll sleep tonight, all right, Jack.
Sure, I'll sleep now.
Good night, Jack.
Good night, Jerry. You're the only friend I got.
Oh, forget it.
You're the only friend I got. The only friend I got.
Go to sleep.
I'll sleep.
You feel all right?
Guess I was pretty stewed last night.
You drank some liquor.
Guess I said a lot of fool things.
You aren't bad.
What did I say about betting on the fight?
You said you had $50,000 on Walcott.
That's right.
That's a lot of money.
I don't feel too good about it.
Something might happen.
No, he wants the title. It's worth a lot of money to him.
$50,000 is a lot of money.
It's business. I can't win. You know I can't win anyway.
As long as you're in there, you got a chance.
No, I'm all through. It's just business. I feel pretty good. Sleep was what I needed. I'll give them a good show. Yeah. I'll give them a good show.
Work on his legs a little more, Pete.
Yep.
Sounds like a good crowd out there.
Sold out. This fight would draw a lot more than the garden could hold.
It's a good thing. With the rain out, they didn't try to pull this fight in the ballpark.
Walcott's a pretty tough-looking boy. Looked in nice shape at the weighing in today.
He looks as though he'd been hit plenty of times.
Oh, he ain't hard to hit. Is he in the ring yet?
He's just gone down. He's climbed into the ring. Better come along.
Well, they gave him a big hand, huh, Jerry?
Well, let's sit down.
Right.
Your friend Walter's getting up.
spot for you.
Yeah, making a play to the crowd. So you're going to be one of these popular champions, Mr. Walker. Take your lousy hand off my shoulder.
Be yourself, punk.
Champion stepped into the ring. Walcott opened the ropes to help him in. Got a nice hand from the crowd. The boys stopped to exchange greetings at the rope. They wished each other good luck. The crowd loved it. Applauded the gentlemanly action of the champ and the challenger.
What was the first word of that last sentence?
Applauded. Applauded the gentlemanly action of the champ and challenger. They walked to the center of the ring for their instructions from referee Burke. Both men looked to be in fine condition for this battle tonight.
Popularity.
See yourself.
That's enough, boys. You're here to listen to me. Now, when you hear the bell, come out fighting. Late train, no holding, and keep all punches above the line.
Can I hit when he's got me like this?
Keep your hands off me. There ain't no moving pictures of this.
Nut. Now, that's all I have to tell you, boys. You've both been at it long enough. A man goes down, walks to a neutral corner.
The crowd here in the garden tonight. The boys are taking their instructions now. Well, Mike, ask him how many words he wants on color between rounds.
He says keep it down. They want to get an addition on the street soon as we finish. They're setting type as we run.
Right. Okay, here we go. Tom Courage, a report from the training camp. The champ team fifth and fast. As soon as they touch gloves after the bell, Jack jumped the pass left to Wolcott's face. Wolcott went after him. Forward all the time with his skin on his chest. He's a hooker, and he carried his hands pretty low. He tried to get in there and stock, and he looked like he could do it hard. But every time he got in, the champ stuck his hand in his face. It was automatic. He just raised his hand at will and jabbed Wolcott's face. Three or four times, Jack caught up the right over.
For the fifth.
You better ease up, Jack.
No. I can keep going.
Don't be a sap.
I'm doing this my way.
Okay, but you're crazy.
What's he waiting for?
Okay, Jack, sit down and take it.
Take a sniff of this. What's the run?
11.
My legs are going fast. How's it go?
It's his fight.
Yeah, we'll toss the towel in when the bell comes.
No, I think I can last.
I don't want this bull hunt to stop me.
Jack. You're taking an awful chance.
No. My money's okay. I'm finishing to please myself. On my feet.
Bennett took a terrific lacing. Bennett came out slow to start the 11th. Wolcott got a left into his face. Jack tried to tie him up, but it was like trying to hold onto a buzzsaw. Jack missed with the right. Wolcott clipped him with the left hook, and Jack went down. Jack looked to his corner. With motion up at the count of 8. The men moved into the corner right above us. Wolcott measured the stand carefully. He backed Jack up against the rope, hooked the left very lightly to the side of Jack's head, and stopped the right into the body as hard as he could stop, just as low as he could get it. That blow landed about 5 inches below the belt. The champ's eye popped. His jaw dropped. He looked bad. The referee grabbed Wolcott. Jack stepped forward. He walked as though all his insides were going to fall out. Hold it a second, Mike. I think the champ's going to get it on a foul.
Listen, Lou. It's an accident.
You want to go on, Brendan? It's your fight if you want it.
No, no. It's all right. Let's keep going.
Okay.
Come on out and fight.
Go in there, Walker, and keep him up, you slob.
It looked like a sure foul from here. But after discussion in the ring in which it seemed the champion begged for the fight to continue in spite of the bad shape he was in, the referee waved him off. Brendan looked bad. Wolcott looked surprised. Brendan's face was the worst thing I have ever seen in the ring. He seemed to be holding himself together by sheer will. He undoubtedly was hurt bad by the low blow. He started to move in on Wolcott. He swung like a wild man. He started to stalk with his hands low down by his side. Wolcott covered up under the rain of blows. The man seemed superhuman. His face wrenches his chain every time he moved, but he kept right on swinging.
Wow!
The champ knocked Wolcott with a terrific left, for he himself had been hit only a moment before, way low below the belt. Wolcott went down, grabbing his midsection, rolled and twisted around on the floor. Wolcott was carried to his corner. The fight is over. Wolcott won the championship on a foul. The managers of both men jumped into the ring to talk to the referee.
What do you think it is anyway? Go on.
I couldn't help it, John. What could I do? Jack wouldn't take the foul when Walker hit him. I was going to give him the fight. And when he gets stronger, he fouls him.
He'd lost it anyway. That's okay.
Don't move, Jack. Just take it easy. Just lay there for a while.
Sure. Relax.
We want to get to the hotel and get a doctor.
I'm all busted inside.
I'm sorry, Jack.
It's all right.
I certainly tried a nice double cross.
Your friends, Morgan and Steinfeld. You got nice friends. Funny how fast you can think when it means that much money.
You're some boy, Jack.
Nah. It was nothing.
Columbia Workshop, presented as its 50-second program in a series devoted to experimental radio, Ernest Hemingway's short story of the prize ring, 50 Grand. It was dramatized for radio and directed by Irving Reese. Edmund MacDonald was featured in the role of Jack Brennan, and a special musical score was composed by Bernard Herrmann. Tune in next week for Leopold Atlas's Matter of Life and Death, based on Paul Dekrich's Why Keep Them Alive. The workshop always appreciates your suggestions, criticisms, and comments on these programs. Write your letters to the director, Columbia Workshop, Columbia Network, New York City. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.